is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Oh, mamas, have I got a good topic for us to talk about today. I have wanted to record something about this for a really long time. This is a topic that every single time I run a program, any of my programs, this topic comes up. So this is a special podcast for us to talk about turning on the feminine energy. So first of all, let's start by understanding what that exactly means. So obviously, we all have feminine energy. We're females, right? No. What I mean by feminine energy is the energy of feeling beautiful in your skin, of feeling passionate, of feeling creative, of feeling joyful and free. Most of us spend almost 100% of our time not connected to this energy, which is actually quite devastating and heartbreaking. In our current world and in our current society, the masculine energy is valued so much more highly than the feminine. Think about it for a moment. We're asked to multitask and be organized and be busy and focus on doing more and doing more and doing more. And that's the masculine energy. Now, we need masculine energy in our lives. We absolutely need to be able to have that when we need it. But the problem is that most of us live in that state 100% of the time. If you wake up in the morning and start thinking about your to-do list, you're in your masculine energy. If you work, probably you are in your masculine energy, unless you are very lucky and have a job that allows you to be your full creative self. But most of our workplaces require us to have a very masculine energy about us. Even juggling our family doesn't often feel very joyful and freeing and creative and passionate. I have coached hundreds and hundreds of women now. And whenever this topic comes up, it is heartbreaking to hear how many of us do not feel connected to that part of ourselves anymore. We don't feel good about the way we look. We don't feel desired. We don't feel beautiful. We don't feel free. We don't even feel like we can say what we need to say or show our emotions because we're worried about how other people might be affected or react. We're so busy and exhausted juggling that we're just almost like soldiers continuing day in, day out with what needs to be done. But actually, the way we're meant to move through our life is with a beautiful balance between the masculine, so that energy that needs to be organized and structured and a leadership energy and yes, I can do this, all of that. But we also need to balance it with this beautiful, nurturing, mothering and creative energy. We need to take the time each day to perhaps put on some earrings if that's what makes you feel good, just for you to connect to that feminine part of you. We need to take the time to perhaps before going to sleep, just washing our face and putting on a beautiful oil that makes us feel like we're acknowledging ourselves as a woman rather than just a busy mum, wife, worker. We need to take the time to put on some music and feel it move through our body. We need to reconnect to ourselves as women, rather than just these people that go through the motions every single day. It is a huge topic and is actually something I'm really passionate about talking more and more about and creating programs for you all to help us really honour this part of ourselves. So how do we do this for now though? If when you listened to me describe the masculine energy, it made you realize just how much you live in that space. What do you do about it? If you don't like the way you feel in your body, if you're not feeling passionate or like you even want anyone to touch you right now, then you need to reconnect to your feminine side a bit. If you're feeling completely touched out because the kids just hang off of you all day and the inbox is screaming at you and the washing still hasn't been done and there's just too much on your plate every day, then I promise you, creating little feminine rituals in your week will make the world of difference. So this is what I want to share with you today. One of the first and most important things we can do as women in this time in our life when we're juggling motherhood with everything else is to create little moments of honoring ourselves. And my favorite one to share with whoever asks me is the way you finish your day. I've done a lot about how we start our day, and that's always a really big point for mothers. How do I start my day with the right frame of mind? But I actually think the way you finish your day is just as important, because this is the acknowledgement of everything you've done and almost a celebration of yourself. So when the kids are finally asleep, what can you do to honor yourself as a woman, not as a mother anymore? Not as a career woman, not as someone who's having to juggle everything, but you as a woman who has needs and passions. Can you turn the lights down and put some music on? Can you burn some essential oils? One of the things I love to do is actually change my clothes as soon as the kids go to sleep. It's almost a taking off of the mother uniform. It can even just be putting on some really soft, beautiful, comfy yoga pants or tracksuit pants or pajama pants. If it's winter, really lovely, comfy slippers. You can go wash your face and really use a beautiful cream or oil on your face that acknowledges you. You, the woman who has given out so much of yourself today. Acknowledge yourself as a woman again. These are little tiny things that really don't take much time, and you might already be doing these things without realizing that you're trying to connect with yourself. If you turn it into these little daily practices, then it can really start to help you feel stronger and more connected. And here's the great tip. One of my beautiful inspirational teachers, Marianne Williamson, I heard her speak here in Sydney a couple of years ago about the masculine and feminine and relationships and what's working and what's not in relationships these days. And she so beautifully said that if you are a working mother, and working doesn't necessarily have to be in paid work, but if you are a mother that is constantly trying to juggle more than just motherhood, you are spending most of your time in your masculine. And when you're in a household where you're in your masculine and your partner is in their masculine, guess what? There's not going to be much happening between the two of you other than clashing, other than both of you just getting on with what you need to do. You go to bed at the end of the night and you've got two masculine energies lying next to each other, and that doesn't work. You need to switch on your feminine and switch off the masculine. And Marianne taught us all at that beautiful workshop in Sydney that it takes approximately 20 minutes to consciously switch off your masculine. So if you get home from work or a busy day and you're all go, 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 right, in the bath, out of the bath, do this, put another load of washing on, unpack the dishwasher, get this ready for tomorrow, all of that, can you see that your energy is so not in the beautiful feminine flow? But that's okay, because that's what we need to do right now at this time of our life. But what you do is when that is done enough, it's never going to be done, but when it's done enough, you consciously stop and turn off that energy. You change your clothes, you change your environment, you go into the bathroom and pamper yourself for a few minutes. You do something that makes you feel like a woman again. A beautiful tea, a glass of wine, it doesn't matter what it is for you. If you do this, you will step out of that bathroom and back to your partner in a completely different state. You'll be able to connect together differently. You will feel so much more fulfilled because this is our natural state. We're meant to dance between the masculine and the feminine. We're meant to switch between organizing and doing and then switch back to just being. This is what we most miss in our current life, is the space to switch all of that overactive doing off and just feel good for being who we are. Acknowledging that, celebrating that, and nurturing that. That is what we're missing, mamas. So just have a little think about some beautiful new rituals you can bring in to the end of your day, once the kids are asleep, to turn off that masculine energy and switch back on the feminine a little bit. I promise you, it will make profound differences to your life. And if you like, I have just released a new series of meditations, 4 meditations, which I have called Honoring the Woman and the Mother. And these 4 meditations were created with this actual ritual in mind. Beautiful ways that you can connect with the idea that you are already enough, that it's okay for you to slow down, that you are exactly where you're meant to be, and that you are so grateful for all that you have. So if you want to bring in a little 10-minute meditation during this beautiful weekly ritual, then this is what I've created them for. They're available on Happy Mama Now. Enjoy, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.